Hello, hello. I wonder if I can make that go the other way. Oh, well, that doesn't matter. Hello, cod bobblers, wobblers, toddlers, bobblers, and the rest of you. Happy 2016 from everybody here, the whole team at Cod Paste. It was a glorious 2015 for us. We had a goal of 15 in 15. I'm happy to say we smashed that. Twitter followers, definitely more than 15 followers in the year. We passed the significant figure 69 very merrily. And just before Christmas, we also passed 666, the number of the cast. A very important milestone for us, Lord Boyle especially, him being a son of the Dark Lord. One of his finest spawn, I think we'll all agree. This is just a quick intro to say, apart from a Happy New Year, welcome to the new season of Cod Paste. This isn't it. We're just popping out the missing episodes from Series 3, which I don't think anybody's asking for. I don't think anybody cares about. But in the interest of keeping proper sequence, keeping everything in its entirety, so the people who are paying attention can download everything. I'm not sure what's happening with our website, whether or not we're going to get all the episodes up on there or not. That's not our fault, and that's not your fault. Let's just, well, blame Beelzebub, I'd say. For the moment, what there is of Series 3, I think there's probably going to be three episodes. Episode 1 is ready to go. It's a shambles. It was recorded in the temporary house I was living in the Gold Coast. A beautiful place, next to a beautiful beach, with some beautiful rum. That's all I've got to say. Because of the rum, the podcast probably doesn't make enough sense, even by our standards. Halfway through, it seems to start again. Not sure what's going on there. And I'm pretty sure that episodes 2 and 3, it's going to go downhill from there. Pretty sure at some point, I do remember having to wake Mr. Boyle up on the stool at the end of one of the recordings. But probably just because of the amount of energy he put into the podcast. We do put our all into these productions. I hope you all appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy season 3. Before I go, I'm going to drop the exciting news. We have a new podcast. Well, a special edition. We're going to try out a on-tour edition of Cod Paste. Mall Twats! Yeah, myself and Mr. Boyle are going to be coming to a shopping centre near you and talking shit. We have a new portable studio, a new on-road studio, which we're going to be testing to the max. I'm testing it here at the moment at the beach. As you can probably tell by the wind and the waves and the caw of the fat seagulls as they steal pensioners' cheeseburgers and tax mall children for their ice creams. I'm pretty sure you're all going to be as pumped as I am about Mall Twats. It's probably, I would say, without doubt, going to be our finest work. And once again, I'm pretty sure you'll all agree that that is a very high standard to keep to. So, I've left you all jazzed, jizzed up, ready to poke yourself in the eye. Just take a little chill, calm down. Get in your comfy seat, get in your podcast space, and have a listen to Series 3 of Cod Paste. Get it up you, or in you, or get it. Cod Paste, 2016, get it in your bumhole. No, that's not it. Cod Paste, 2016. Ooh, pasty. Cod Paste, 2016. It's like the one your mum used to make. Hello there. Cod Paste, is it?
And you're even wearing green as well.
Ah, to be sure I am. To be sure. The favourite...
To be sure! He was a fat bloke I knew from Donegal.
To be sure. The favourite dude under fat fellas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5, 6, 7, 7, 8, 9.
Let's call it bomb sex because we love the shit. We love it bomb sex because we love the poo. We love it bomb sex. I'm Bal and he's Woo.
Corn on the end of your knob. If you keep it within 6 inches of your face, mate. Lovely.
I think so. I was just going to write with a beer.
Are we Son's podcast? Are we Don?
I think we are.
We're Don podcast. We're Don.
Our Son?
Don's. We're not without podcast.
Do you know what we are?
We have been without podcast.
We are Saucy Son.
We certainly have been without podcast.
We have for a while. Oh my God. You're holding
not
yours.
No more.
Up down kind of thingy way again. Okay, welcome, Cod Bobblers, Wobblers, Nobblers, Tobblers. This is...
Cod Pay, Season 3.
Hang on, that was a fucking quick Season 2.
Season with me. It was, yeah, it was a mini-series. I think... we haven't even put Episode 3 out yet, but 3's okay. Good enough. 3's big
well,
enough for a series.
Well, I'm Bar.
And I am a Woo.
And because of they're technical in the sense that some fucker moved to the Gold Coast, and now we're recording from the garage, not from the car, because we've been told that stinks a bit.
We are recording from quite an exciting garage.
We are. We're recording from AstroTurf, baby.
Near the water. If you listen out there.
Do you want to have a quick piss?
No, that's good. I can hear it now, yeah. Yeah, those sirens.
You mean this is going to be, obviously, the water where you lost one of the fucking... Well, you did your foot in, lost your phone.
I did 2 feet in.
two feet in, and then some 9-year-old kid got you your phone back the next day. Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah. We should probably preface this with some details. So we did... I think you'll all remember... The Pod Cave, the Woo House got sold.
Yeah, Podcastle went.
I left Brisbane. I left poor old Mr. Bile
in town. Oh, fuck off.
And I don't think anybody's ever called him poor old Mr. Bile before.
Oh, that just didn't sound fucking right at all.
Rack off.
Oh, we're neighbours. Damn it, we are.
Come on, he just tried using my rack to open his beer and bottle of beer.
Okay, hang on. This is going to be really difficult now because...
Sorry, guys. Small interlude.
Oh, yes. Did it with the dartboard. Super smashing great. And this is what I couldn't remember.
Bullseye!
Last time was Jim Bowen. Hey, it's a bullseye. Super smashing great. While we're on bullseye...
While we're on bullseye...
No tangents. Oh, no, let's have a tangent. Let's have a tangent.
We have a world of tangents. Okay. Shall I just put my arm in the air to remember to go back to
yes.
Why we're here?
Put your arm in the air like you just don't care.
I'm giving it the...
Mine's a really quick tangent. I remember Jim Bowen doing an interview once from Bullseye, and he said that... he actually says he never said super smashing great.
Yeah, but people say a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, true.
People lie all the time.
But he said that some guy was on there and he got fuck all. No, that was it. He said, he always asked people what they do for a job. And, essentially it went, I'm unemployed. And the guy went, super smashing great. And the guy said to Jim Bowen, you're a cunt. Anyway, less tangent. Back to where we were.
And obviously in the 80s, that just went straight to air because they had a 1 second gap. Because they'd never heard swearing on the TV before, especially not from a northern comedian.
Mm. Oh, before you carry on.
Save my life up the bum.
Tonight's episode is being brought to you by Sailor Jerry Spiced and Lashes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, Sailor Jerry, he has been spiced.
He has, as was my bottom, actually, unfortunately. But we're in a big enough area. It's not like, there's a danger of asphyxiation in here, is there?
There is not. In the salubrious surroundings that are the double garage in Carong Street, Southport.
We will be
well clear of the place by the time this goes to air.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Even though it's digital air.
But anyway, you were going to explain about the last visit.
How we got here?
It was the last visit down on the beach.
Yeah.
Your feet fucked up.
Yeah, no.
Phone with a 9-year-old kid.
Right, so yes, we left. I've left Brisbane. I've set up a home temporarily in this house, and there is a new pod cave coming. There is a new pod cave. We get the keys next week for the pod cave.
Woohoo!
Life is good. We'll be getting pod from the pool. I think we've already said that before. But
it's a very American start to the pod, isn't it?
Yeah, we did. We did attempt a podcast just to keep, you know, keep you guys happy, keep ourselves happy.
Well, to keep you happy, thank you, listener.
Yep.
Ned.
Yeah, keep you happy.
If you're still listening.
Oh, Ned.
No. And Nilla as well. Nilla, when I, you know, he'll be up for it.
Yeah, I'm happy. I've had a complaint from a new listener about the fact they dropped in mid-series and didn't have a clue who anyone was. And this is someone who should have known who everyone was. So, you think the putting Ed on the front of everybody's name is a joke. It works. It's very confusing.
Fucking hell. Who is this? Who was it?
Well, it was Nallon.
Nallon? Do I know Nallon?
See? It is confusing, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Nallon, my wife's brother.
Yes. Oh, no. Now, yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit confused.
We'll come back to this later, but Nallon actually persuaded...
I'm sure the situation wouldn't have been confusing anyway.
We'll come back to this later, because Nallon actually persuaded the almighty non-sportsman guy, Woo, to go to a sports do a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I wouldn't say you persuaded me. A situation arose.
I believe Mrs. Woo might have had something to do with it as well. Get out of the fucking house, you bastard!
No, she suggested that I take you, and it was with my boss. No, I suggested. She suggested that you have the ticket, and it was a ticket to a football match with my boss. And I was like, you don't want the mortgage paid anymore, Ben? You don't want me to have a job?
Don't have a boss. You run a company. Come on.
Everyone's got a boss, Dave. Oh, bile.
No. Come on. We're way past that shit now. I think most people know who I am.
Everyone's got a boss, Dave.
I've actually had... go on with the beach.
Sorry, I'm just thinking that's a T-shirt in the making. Everyone's got a boss, Dave.
I'd love to say I haven't, but I do. Fuck it.
Does he do?
I dreamt about her last night.
Oh, hello.
No.
Was she wearing a fedora?
No. Bear in mind... Oh, fuck. I need to be writing this shit down as we go.
I've got a bear in my mind. What's he wearing?
No.
He's spinning plates. He's on a monocycle.
I'm not smoking anything anymore, so I'm now remembering fucking dreams. And I dreamt that she pulled me aside.
Oh,
no, not
me
pull me off,
pull
me aside. And tell me...
When you wrap it around your leg and then...
No, she said that all the work... She said all the proofing I'd done in the last 6 months. Look.
All right.
As though I hadn't done any proofing. That was fucking horrible.
Oh, no, I think that's a sincere compliment. I think that she's... What she's saying there...
Oh, no,
is
mate.
What you've done...
The sincere condiment is fucking vinegar or something.
She's saying you've made it look so easy.
No,
so effortless.
This was a dream I had.
So effortless. Yeah, but even in her nighttime psyche, I think she was trying to be nice to you, and you still weren't having it.
No, it wasn't. It was a prelude to me getting the bullet.
Hang on,
is that what it was?
Is that what happens normally in a nighttime? Is that a euphemism? I had this dream. It was a prelude to me getting the bullet. I had the bullet. I changed the sheets. I went back to bed.
I was thinking, I had something completely different in my mind with the bullet then. And it didn't involve it might have involved changing the sheets, but after the bullet came out. Anyway, let's get back to the night that we can't remember what happened to your fucking legs.
How did you shoot twice?
Within about 10 minutes, mate.
Ah, legs anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, fuck for that.
Don't let them sheets get pregnant. Hey.
Anyway, yes. So, tell us what you remember of the beach.
The beach?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were at the football then.
We'll come back to footy.
That's another tangent. All right, yeah, the beach. Very, very little. I might insert a small bit of audio I have recorded, which was the entirety. It's probably... It's minutes. It's minutes, and it is messy, and there is a lot of rustling, and I think...
It was an hour and a half, anyway, we went down there. I mean, we were playing Cards Against Humanity, weren't we?
See, a nice quiet night with wives and partners...
Okay,
Turned into a lovely sociable evening. I may have got a little overexcited. Brought in a bottle of Kraken.
Me too.
And just a little, and suggested that we maybe all have a little snifter. of the black stuff, which was fine. Absolutely
it was
fine.
It was, because thank God I actually refused the couple when you and Nanine went for it big time.
Yeah, that was fine. I don't know. Nanine was fine the next day, so I assumed that she'd. It seemed to me the next day that I felt like I'd consumed most of it.
Let me just tell you that Nanine, she had a tactical chunder before she went to bed. Do you not remember her telling you that? I certainly told you that next morning. I dare say.
She's nothing if not practical. Yeah. I dare say that's not the first time.
Not with us about it, anyway.
She can be led astray quite easily. But yeah, she has her own survival techniques.
Man, I was telling Mrs. Wu earlier that she's drinking more than I am at the moment. And not that I'm fucking boozing out a big time. You need to go...
well, you're trying to get a job and she's trying to get sacked, so that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck it, yeah. I'll shut the fuck up. You carry on with what you remember from the beach.
End of story.
Please explain the comedy the next day of some 9-year-old kid finding your phone and ringing you. But
let me just explain the evening as far as I recall. I was regaled in a fine 3-piece suit. I had my monocle on. I was delivering such delicious diatribe for the enjoyment of my company. And it couldn't have been better. It was kind of like a night with Hannibal before he eats you without him eating you. That's how I remember it. I've laid the evening out so perfectly for my guests and provided them with such delicate but beautiful entertainment. There's no way that they wouldn't be talking about this for the next 10 years. That's the way I remember it.
Well, and, delectations.
And then I must have drifted off into a gentle sleep. after providing my guests with adequate sleeping arrangements and kissing my wife on the forehead and saying, "Good night, darling." And then drifting off into a blissful sleep. That's how I recall the events.
And then bizarrely, you woke up the next morning?
Bizarrely, I woke up in a bed full of sand and gravel with both my heels bleeding, no phone, and quite an angry wife, which, not angry, but concerned and definitely awake, which I was not, informing me that she'd had a message from my phone saying that somebody under the age of 15 had my phone and they would like to return it.
No, what I'd like to know now, which is this that does beg the question, is, and I'm sure I've got the answer anyway, is how would somebody under 15 be able to get into your phone, which would have been locked, and send you a text? Which means anyone under 15 can just hack a phone.
But the phone was locked, and yes, you're right there, because they were under 15. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. An iPhone with the four code pin.
Four-digit code.
Yeah, there you go.
And either that or it was a kid on speed who just did every fucking combination. I don't know how many. There would have been like hundreds of millions.
It's the same thing. They're all like that in the 15s.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten what I was like to be under 15.
Exactly, yeah. You were racking yourself faceless at the time, weren't you?
I was actually asleep in bed when I got up. And this is,
that's a good start. That's a very good start.
Well, I had
that's
a very
good start to any day for you.
But I had a fucking late start the next day. I woke up without a hangover, a little bit of a dry mouth. But that's generally how I avoid hangovers. And I remember...
By having a dry mouth? I don't think that's very good advice for the listener.
Yeah,
if
it works
you'd
for
like
me.
To avoid a hangover, have a
sleeper
dry
hours.
Mouth. Have a dry mouth.
Sleeper hours. Let everybody else talk about the shit that you did last night.
No, I was
awaken and then get up when they've forgotten.
I was going to have a hangover, but I woke up with a dry mouth and everything was fine.
It was only when I got up, and obviously I was very fuzzy, even at the, I think it was about 10 o'clock, wasn't it? You guys had been up since 8 or something. Fuck.
8 would have been lovely.
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah, mini woos were... Did Mrs. Wu not take any pity? No, she probably didn't take any pity on you.
Pity? Oh, I thought you were going to say pictures then. There was a short piece of video which I accidentally deleted from my wife's phone. Regarding.
Oh, hang on. Was that me asleep outside or was that you just snoring somewhere?
It was. I still sat at the table during the delicious evening which I prepared, saying, "You're out of your jurisdiction, you fucker. You're out of your fucking jurisdiction."
I wish you'd sent me that before we deleted it, but maybe not.
You know Bram Stoker's Dracula, the one with What's the name?
Tom Gay Cruise. Tom Gay Cruise.
No. No, we're not talking about the vampire Lestat. We're talking about Dracula here. We're talking about proper vampires.
Which one? Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee.
All right, not that proper.
Oh, bollocks.
Jesus Christ. What's not the one who's the brother of that big bird off EastEnders?
I've no fucking idea. Harold!
No, this is
Pat, all right, Pat.
No, worse than that.
Okay, tell you what. We're going to have a quick Google break. Why?
Do you want to do the music?
Actually, no. Hardcore motherfucker.
Hey! Oh, hang on. Well, live tweet alert. Live tweet alert.
No way!
Yep, hang on.
Actually, live tweet alert doesn't mean somebody's listening to us right now, and I did think that for a second.
Well, it does mean they're involved. That's the word I'm looking for. That does mean they're involved. I'll edit that bit. Don't worry about it. Oh, I'm waiting for it. What's his name? Yeah, it was Francis Ford Coppola version with... Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, Gary Oldman. That's who I was on about. He's got his sisters in EastEnders. Yeah, I'm talking about.
Oh, is he? I didn't know. I like Gary Oldman, you know, got a lot of time for him. But I didn't know his sister.
Hey? Does he call often?
No.
It's a shame, really.
Not at all.
It's like that, isn't it? When you've got a lot of time for somebody, when you're willing to give them the time.
I say that.
They don't call.
I say that, and not in a personal sense. I mean, I've got a lot of time for the work he does.
All right. How many films have you watched this week?
None this week.
Percentage wise of the week. I know. With calculations.
You're picking on me now, you fucking Welsh cunt.
All right, but the point I was making, is, do you know the movie I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Gary Oldman, Dracula.
With, what's her face, the stupid bitch.
What beautiful music they make. that one, yeah? Listen to the creatures of the night. What beautiful podcasts they make. So, with the massive Dracula quiff up there like that. Well, that's kind of what I look like in this dodgy video with the light behind me and like just semi-bald looking with the light there and just everything. I look pretty haggard and pretty... yeah, that didn't need to exist on my wife's phone, so that was gone.
That's a real shame.
It is for nobody that I can think of.
Well, I would have liked to have seen it. I was with you that night because I do...
Yeah, but
I can't
think of you.
I'm going to leave it on a cliffhanger. I'm going to leave it on a cliffhanger before I ever piss. But when I woke up the next morning and somebody said to me, "Do you remember going to the beach last night?" It all came back in flashing something or otherness.
Well,
That's how I lay out a cliffhanger.
That's how we can't talk. Hey, this is Nice Teeth. I like welcome everybody back from the deviation that we just had, a urination deviation in episode 301. That's what I'm saying, 301 of the new series, The Card Paste. Everybody, welcome back. All right, this is
3.104375, whatever.
I'm just saying, it's good to be back. All right, this is Lord Bile.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to Card Paste.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back to Card Paste 301. That was Lord Bile speaking right there. I am your favourite member of the gentry, Mr. Wu.
Whoa! I'm just looking at fucking some mushroom shit here. I love it.
He's found a feckin' toadstool.
Can you feck off your bollocks?
And welcome back.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. I wander up and down.
Anyway,
next to the golf.
Do you know what? I'm going to have a seat. I think I'm going to relax.
He's having a shit down.
I am. And I've cross-legged. And I love what you've done with the podcast, or the temporary one. We've got turf. We've got AstroTurf, baby. We're AstroTurf.
So we've no idea what this sounds like at the moment.
No.
Which is not really a big surprise to anybody who's listened to an episode before. You're all very aware of our deep concentration on the quality of audio, our flagrant disregard of actually translating that to something that you hear.
We prefer to concentrate on the content, I think.
I don't think that's strictly accurate either.
Oh, come on, can't we try and fucking kid out? You know, like, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of self-delusion, is there?
Oh, no, this isn't the trailer. You know, this is the...
Why not?
We're in it now. We're in it. We're not going to put this in the ad. Don't panic. You know, this isn't going up on 8:58 on BBC One.
But I was wondering, because we've
never
got...
Never a truer statement said. This is definitely not going out at 8:58 on BBC One.
2:58 in the morning, maybe. Anyway, we're sat here on a wonderful piece of AstroTurf. It looks lovely.
We surely are. It looks... I feel sporty.
This is why I wanted to talk to you about. You went with... I don't know. Well, yeah. For a non-sporting person, the only... Hang on. Now, the only sporting event I know you've been to is...
Very sporty.
As we've said before, you have all the... And I don't mean this... Oh, fuck it.
All the attributes of an Olympic sportsman. That's what we always say. Yep. Carry on.
No, what I was going to say, and I've said this before, you have all the sporting knowledge of a girl who likes sport.
Yeah, that was in your minimus days. Have we moved on since then?
No, not really. I'm still thinking that. But I'm amazed you went to see a football match that didn't involve somebody Welsh. Now, did it involve a lot of drinking?
No.
Then why the fuck did you go?
No, I didn't know.
Because
that.
At least when you came to the cricket with me, we drank all day.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Story Bridge and drank some more. In fact, you outdrank me on a sporting day because I had to bail and get in a fucking taxi and left a load of shit at the pub.
I think I have been to the stage where I was talking to a lot of people knowledgeably about cricket from under a table.
Yeah. Mind you, at that point, everybody else is probably lying under the table with you. Or they were Australian.
I cannot vouch for them. I can only vouch for myself.
But what was it? Because I drove past it actually on the way into your place today. It's the Metricon something or other. And do they? Do you know? I'm going to ask a silly question. Do you know if they play?
Did they actually turn into a robot? No, it didn't on the night. No.
Do they play rugby league there as
the
well?
Now. Or do they play Major League Baseball?
No, they play rugby league there as well.
I don't know. It was like the size of a football field.
Was it slightly circular or was it all straight? Because the Gold Coast Suns play down here.
I wouldn't say it was all straight. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Hey.
Did you enjoy it? How many? Okay. I'm gonna interview you now.
Yeah, it was a good
how
day,
many?
Look,
how many?
Yeah,
how,
look, we did everything that the manager said.
Did the lads do great?
Nah, screw that.
Was it? I've got to ask. I mean, I know it's full because I was in Brisbane the next day,
it's a good
and
game.
There
it's
were
a good game, you know.
Fucking
the
lads scousers.
Gave it, the last
everywhere.
Game and everything. It was supposed to be a bit of a friendly, but there was a bit of argy bargy there between a few people.
No, I just wanted to rub this on my nipple, actually.
That was almost as entertaining as the first quarter of the game.
That was. Oh dear! Was it a full ground? It must have been. There must have been loads of fucking expats there. I figure.
I'd say about three quarters to 80%. Yeah, something like that.
Because
one end was a bit lighter than the other. I'm assuming that was Man City because all the Melbourne locals would have been up there.
I thought it was Liverpool.
No, I didn't go to Liverpool.
Didn't you? Was it Man City?
Man City.
Oh, hang on, sorry.
Man City, we play football. We kick around thing up and down. It goes up on the grass, down in the field. We try to get it in the hole. You listen to this. No, they played another time.
Oh, no, I do. I really do.
I still haven't been onto iTunes yet to get it. Because I fucking loved it. Honestly, I was up in my seat. I was still on the back of the seat, one foot up, you know, with a bit of a folds down. I was balancing on that, like... We're Man City, we play a round game. We walk up and down in our shorts. Oh, it's fucking brilliant.
I do apologise because the reason being is that the Scousers were playing at the Suncorp. Oh, it's Suncorp that night. And,
for the international listener,
Liverpool
Bunnings is B&Q.
And then are we going to mention that every time?
I think for the international listener, just to clear that up, Bunnings is more like B&Q. So,
do they have Officeworks in the UK? Because otherwise, Officeworks is W.H. Smith's. They probably do have Officeworks, then
Officeworks
it's American.
Is not W.H. Smith's. You cannot go and buy Rad magazine in Officeworks.
Oh, do you know why I used to love...
you cannot go and steal Rad
See, I used to love W.H. Smith's.
And you can't get pasties. You can't get pasties.
But I used to love W.H. Smith's because I had a thing about pens and stuff when I was a kid and stealing stuff. So I wasn't a pyromaniac. I was a biromaniac. Boom, boom. Did you get that? Did you see what I did there? I'll get my cone. Anyway, back to the sport, mate. Come on, back to the sport. Did you get a few pints down you at halftime? Did you fucking see a few birds there with their tits out?
Of course I didn't.
I didn't think you would.
No, not in the slightest. No, it was a... what's this all about playing at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? What's that?
Before it gets too cold in the winter over here.
What do they think is going to be hot? Are they trying to avoid 2 o'clock?
The reason they did
that... What time does a game happen in the UK?
The reason they did
what
that...
What time does a game happen in the UK? What's
if I can get a word in?
Well, I'm just asking a question.
Well, three or four times you're asking me the question.
Yeah. So
they did it because they were playing because they were playing a match in like Kuala Lumpur the next day or something. They're over here to get more fans, make money. Was it actually
for the international listener? Bunnings is
me,
the local equivalent of
B&Q.
Yeah, but the other point I was trying to make regarding that is that Australia is having a glut of international football, the like of which I'm not sure has ever seen before, but it's definitely remarkable. For Real Madrid was in Melbourne, Liverpool was in Brisbane, Man City was in the Gold Coast.
Oh, they're all there. I mean, Tottenham and Liverpool were over last year. Man United the year before that, because they want cashola from Aussies. Was it a good atmosphere? I'm actually asking a serious question. Was there a bit of singing or not?
So, you know, rocked up to my seat, and we're in the back row next to the boxes, so pretty in the box. You know, the nearest view from the glass room at the top that you can have without actually being in there. And
free beers, free pies.
Yep. Yeah,
yeah, I've had free pies at the cricket.
I'll come back to you on the pie situation. Fuck me.
Only with a strap on and when somebody else is wearing it.
I sat down and there was a big fella there, old fella. He was out there with his young wife or his daughter, I'm not sure. He sat down and he had about an inch in the bottom of his beer. I had two beers in my hands. He's like, oh, hey. Oh, didn't get one for me then. No, sorry, mate. And that was the end of their conversation. But I could tell he was a nice fella. So, 5 minutes later, no one's...
Aussie or Pom?
He was an Aussie.
Okay.
Hey, mate, we're watching football at the Gold Coast. Jeez, what do you think? I'm going to bump in a load of English people shouting and being absolute dickheads? Yes, but not this one.
Was there much singing? Seriously, was it actually a half a decent atmosphere? Because I've been to...
Well, you're saying that's a decent atmosphere.
No. But I mean,
I'm viewing from a normal person's point of view.
Okay, more than 3,000 people singing the same song.
Nah, definitely not. No, I came across what, 3 or 4 different pockets of twat, just stood there, looking around blindly, trying to get a drink towards their mouth, just going, and then shouting someone's name and hoping that someone's going to sing along. For 5 minutes. It's the dying embers. They were probably quite nice and normal.
I mean, I drove past the ground coming in today. I don't know how many it holds, but where there are a lot of empty seats, put it that way.
Hang on.
Because I can't imagine City
I'm
over.
I'm quite happy to fill you on this one. It's not like golf. It's just two holes in this one. There's one at one end and one at the other end, and they've got to kick them towards... You've got to kick the ball in. I know you haven't watched a lot of football, but I've got you covered on this one as well. I've got you covered on this one. So yeah, anybody else? So there's a line down the middle, and everybody has to go from one end to the other. Yeah, it's pretty good.
In the biblical sense, there endeth any talk of sport on this podcast ever again.
Oh, come on. No, the nice bloke next to me.
Oh, fuck off. You can't remember if the fucking ground was half full or not.
I turned around 5 minutes later and said, so who are you rooting for? He gave me the filthiest look ever.
Good man. Yeah. Good man.
I knew what I was doing.
Oh, sorry. Good man. Good man.
I knew what I was doing. Definitely did. He didn't know. He's like, oh, you foreigners coming around here. Like in our local sports. Oh, shit. Can't even say that.
So I was in Brizzy the next day, in around Queen Street Mall.
Looking out for my Liverpool shirt.
Yes, there were a lot. And I couldn't help. I could not help. But every time I was like, I was talking to a few friends on the phone. And there just seemed to be so many Scouse shirts. Now, I figure there would have been some expats, but there will also have been a lot of people who aren't from the UK who like Liverpool for stupid reasons, obviously. So every time I do you know what? I actually walked up and down Queen Street Mall because before I was meeting somebody for a drink.
Well, because you're a pervert.
Yeah. No, not because I'm a pervert.
Sorry, yeah.
Because I thought what I would do was I would walk up my phone going, all right, then, it was a great fucking game last night, wasn't it? Like, hey, last fucking great. Hey, all I wanted to see...
Your fucking legs are fucked.
All I wanted to see was how many people would look around and because... No,
if he's one of the Beatles.
Any expat would have realised that I was taking a piss. Anybody else? Dumbass cunts. Anyway, that's the end of the sports section of the podcast, I think.
I think we started the second series like this. I'm so glad to leave any racism or xenophobia behind. But statements like any expats will know what I'm talking about. Everyone else is dumb cunts.
No. Expats as in like scouters who...
regarding this situation.
With the accent. Because let's face it, a Korean guy who's a Liverpool fan, whatever, is not going to understand an accent that goes, hey, all right, there you are, fucking Christy, lad, what you doing, mate? Unless they actually know the Anfield rap, which they may well do. I don't know.
Well, you say that, but we understand such wide-ranging accents as Nordic. Hello, I am from the Liverpool. Is it? I'm going to steal your car. Ha ha ha. No, I am not. See, you understood that, didn't you? And you're not from there. You're not from Nordic land.
Man, we are really heading down towards latent racism here.
No. I just wanted to say whether or not you had Nordic or not.
I'm sorry. I wasn't going to play for that.
No, it's a slow burn.
Yeah,
didn't
I know.
Pay off.
I know. I can see where you're going, mate. Boom, boom. Let's just calm down a bit. In fact, let's have a quick hiatus. Calm down.
Hang on. All right, where are we? Whoa! All right,
we've avoided latent racism in this episode, apart from the fact that we may have offended a few Scousers, but that's not racism. Scousers just Scousers. No, what do you mean?
We've not said.
Well, no, we haven't.
We've offended people without penises.
No, we haven't. You just came up with some weird fucking accent, and that's not offensive.
I think we've offended people that don't have penises.
Listen, I've got a friend who's Nordic in Scotland. I'll ask her if she's offended. I'll tell you. But I bet you she's fucking not. She likes eating sausages in front of footballers in a provocative way.
This is not the way to get away from feminism. By calling women Nordics.
Mate, I'm trying to fucking raise the pro podcast. You're trying to be a puerile bastard. But hey, let's just...
Is that really the case?
I don't know. I just thought it might sound good.
It's a good claim. It's a good claim.
But a claim is all it is, obviously.
Well, I think that's up to you guys to decide. Waka waka.
Flacka waka.
Is Flacka waka playing? Flacka Waka and his blues.
I have a thing about Flacka. We need to discuss off mic.
Flacka Waka and his blue bell and explosion.
This is the end of the manic first third episode. Fucking hell, man.
That's a bit of a weird ending, wasn't it? But yeah, that's it is. Holy motherfucker. All right, so we're not going to mess around with the seaside anymore.
Oh, no, we are. Come on. Really? We're not?
Yeah, of course we are.
Fuck with that.
Oh, jeez, get your dick chair out.
I'm a dick chair. I'm going to dig to your hat, mate.
No, you don't have to really get it out.
No, I do.
No, it's an audio format. You don't just put it back. All right, just cover the
no,
tip.
No, I'm going to get it out. Too late. Yeah, but it wouldn't be real then, would it? You fuckwad.
Oh, I know, it always does. For our international listeners, in Australia, a dick chair is like a kind of sling, like an arm sling for your penis.
No, no. Not in Australia, in New Zealand. Come on, mate, get it right. You keep talking, I'm going to do the outro for this. Get it right.
Did you?